Press release. O people, stand against the Awami BNP politics of slavery to establish U.S. colonialist agenda in this region. The Hasina government is desperately moving forward with various schemes to sell the country's interests to colonial U.S. in a bid to stay in power before the upcoming national election. It is blatantly cooperating with the U.S. in establishing her neo-colonialist agendas in the region. The United States is putting great pressure on the government to quickly sign the ACSA and GSOMIA agreements, for which defense and security dialogues were recently held between Bangladesh and the United States. More military-civilian U.S. diplomats' visits are next on the list. Talks are underway to hold a series of meetings between the U.S. government and Hasina by the end of September. Military-to-military dialogue and Trade and Investment Cooperation Forum Agreement, TICFA, meetings are likely to be held as part of regular meetings between the two countries. It is clear that Sheikh Hasina is misleading the people by talking against America, while her government is organizing various agreements, defense, security, and economic dialogue with America, one after the other, against the interests of the country. Earlier, the Hasina government formally accepted the U.S. plan by announcing the Indo-Pacific Outlook, handed over the Matarbari deep sea port in southern of Bangladesh to Japan. The U.S. ally in this region agreed to sign an anti-state defense pacts like ACSA and GSOMIA with U.S. The U.S. is advancing its neo-colonialist agenda in the region by using various coercive methods in the name of protecting the so-called human rights and democracy to pressure the Hasina government so that it can counter China's growing influence and prevent the imminent return of the second Khilafah Rashida. And the desperate Hasina government has succumbed to the pressure and is ready to hand over Oma's sovereignty to stay in power. Also, we see that the similar treachery from the main opposition party BNP, which is in absolute silence instead of protest, regarding the looming threat of the U.S. hegemony. O people, we are being quickly engulfed in the vicious U.S. grip by the secular puppet rulers. Under their leadership, we will never be able to free ourselves from the U.S. hegemony. The inevitable result of this politics of Awami BNP alliances to submit to Western slavery is the consolidation of the dominance and control of the Kafir colonialists over our country. As Muslims, we can never allow to be governed under this abominable political system of slavery. Until we get rid of these Western-backed secular rulers and their ruling system, we will not be able to break the colonial influence from the region. The only way to get rid of this neo-colonial hegemony is to bring back the promised Khilafah Rashida. So leave the political association of Awami BNP groups and join the movement of reestablishing the Khilafah under the leadership of Hizb ut-Tahrir in order to end the colonialist dominance over us. The eminent Khilafah state will establish itself very firmly and destroy America's hegemony globally, including the region, through a strong foreign policy dictated by Sharia, and drive the crusader Americans out of the region forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us in this regard.
إن يثقفوكم يكون لكم أعداء ويبسطوا إليكم أيديهم وألسنتهم بالسوء وودوا لو تكفرون.
If they gain dominance over you, they would be to you as enemies and extend against you their hands and their tongues with evil, and they wish you would disbelieve. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.